What's going on, everybody? It is the Mother Effing Nerd Rap Podcast, bringing you an in-depth review of Invincible. But I'm going to do a Facebook live video first. And why I think Invincible is one of the better animated shows I've seen in a couple years. You're going to hear a lot of hype from people who never read the comic books. I don't like you niggas personally, because like y'all just started getting into like the fiction thing. So like subversions of genre tropes are going to start fucking with y'all mind because of how much I've been exposed to superheroes with Marvel and DC. So now you're getting Image Comics, who's always been a bit more darker and a bit more subversive with the material they had. So we're going to get straight to it, because you niggas is... Niggas can't keep up with me. I'm the real Nerd Rap Podcast here. I'm going to go on an in-depth podcast review of Invincible. But I'm going to go live with Facebook first. What's going on, everybody? It is the motherfucking Nerd Rap Podcast. And basically, this is my review of the show, Invincible. Now, for anyone who hasn't watched the Amazon series on Invincible, basically Invincible is about a half-human, half-Viltrumite hybrid named Mark Grayson, who is the son of a great superhero named Omni-Man in the world where he develops his powers. And it's basically like the typical coming-of-age superhero story with a hell of a twist. And for those who have not read the comic books, the show actually kind of like tone down some of the extreme shit from the books. For those who've read the comic books, you know this first season ain't shit. This first season is nothing. Everything involving the Viltrum War is insane. But anywho, the show Invincible is actually pretty dope because it's a subversion of the genre of the typical superhero thing, but it's still a classic homage to 80s, early 90s, like classic superhero shit with Marvel and DC, from the Demon Detective Dark Blood to Omni-Man and the Guardians of the Globe being a clear pastiche of the Justice League. It's, you know what I mean, it's a real good homage, but then also a lot of the original characters are fire, like Immortal is crazy. Omni-Man himself is one of the better characters in the show, just the whole trajectory as a character and the whole mystery of why he did what he did from the first episode. And I'm going to do a spoiler alert for anyone who didn't watch it, so I'm going to wait until I get my consensus of the show, and I'm going to give my, you know, spoiler part of the review. But I do feel the show was strong in editing slight things about the comic book originally, specifically with the reveal of Omni-Man's truth, as well as Grayson's interactions with the other heroes, is actually surprisingly pretty accurate to the book. Like a lot of the events, there's minor changes, like how Robot was actually, his development went about with the Mauler twins and things of that nature. But the show does a good job of still keeping the core beats of most of these stories together episode to episode, from the teen team and their development to certain characters y'all don't even know, like the episode where he fought the white tiger looking dude Battle Beast. Oh, y'all gotta read that comic book, man. Battle Beast is insane. Everything involving Viltrum is crazy. But niggas ain't read the comics. It's like, I hate when niggas re-watch shows about shit that, like, it's 159 issues of Invincible. Invincible gets so fucking crazy after this season. And this season was really accurate. So, for niggas who ain't read the books, y'all gonna get slapped in the face. Y'all ain't get hit with shit yet. Nothing. Y'all think the last episode was crazy. The last episode, how far it goes that episode. Every fight like that gets worse. All right. Spoilers. For anyone who ain't read the comic books, it is what it is. So, now that we know that Omni-Man is not really a good person, clearly, he is an envoy. Actually, how they showed his callousness towards humanity is about the same when they fought in Chicago and killed millions of people, him and Mark. But in this show, that it showed how callous he is about murdering thousands upon thousands of people. That's accurate for a reason. Because when he fights other Viltrumites, going forward. Because this is what happens afterwards. Mark, because his father abandoned his post, he's technically appointed the Viltrum envoy of Earth. The problem is he ain't trying to conquer it. So other Viltrums are going to come check on him as the other seasons go on. They're vastly more powerful than him. Like, Omni-Man was one of the strongest, but he ain't the strongest. And they showed it in the last episode when it teased that old white man that was balding on top of the head. When Mark fights that nigga, that is the most violent fight y'all will ever see animated. Dear God, when Conquest comes in the goddamn story. When they do the Invincible War. Invincible is an insane comic book series, bro. It is a subversion of tropes. It is known for its shocking violence. So a lot of you niggas didn't expect innards and, you know, hands to be ripped to pieces. It gets worse. It gets ridiculously violent as a show. Every time he fights a Viltrumite, it is a nigh-death experience. His name gets tested. That's why the show is called Invincible. Because he gets fucked up every time he fights a powerful opponent. Oh my gosh, when y'all see Thrag. Oh, sweet Jesus, when y'all see Thrag. Invincible is so fucking fire, but y'all don't read comic books, man. And you know what? It's cool. Because now I'm glad people get to see these things in a medium that gives them voice acting. You can see it animated. You can really see how dope this shit is. And once it gets past this first season, the differences of what makes Invincible dope get shown. Because it goes from a typical superhero story to an all-around galactic war. And the dope thing about it is it never loses its roots as a superhero comic book. It just pushes it in a direction that's specific to his universe. Because Image, you know, is where Spawn comes from. So they're always a bit darker. Like, they'll always go a bit further with the violence, the subject matter, like you get from Marvel and DC. Marvel and DC have times when they go pretty left. So when they go pretty left, like Image Comics, they let them curse and say what the fuck in their comic books. Like in DC and Marvel, they bleep that shit out. Or certain violence, they'll edit out. And Image, they don't do that. So when Mark first fights Conquest, and he's fighting this nigga, both his arms get snapped in half. That nigga's eyes closed. And the nigga, like, karate chops the nigga leg and damn near rips it off. He gets fucked up, bro. Niggas gets hands punched in it. You think Immortal gets it crazy? Y'all ain't see Thrag yet. Thrag rips niggas in half, bro. He rips niggas in half. And I'm not talking about just humans. Other Viltrumites. And no, Viltrumites are basically Saiyans. So look at Viltrumites like Superman and Saiyans. So anytime these niggas fight each other, they rip each other to pieces. When they fight Thrag and they fight other Viltrumites, y'all gonna say this the greatest show ever. Y'all gonna say this better than Dragon Ball Z. This is old Dragon. You remember old Dragon Ball Z? When they used to be like, yo, these niggas might really die. Like when Goku first got the special beam cannon shot to his fucking stomach and it was like the first 10 episodes. Oh, shit. Invincible stays like that until the very end of the run. And it gets wild. It get wild. Niggas you don't think be enemies. Be enemies. The story goes to some crazy places. It asks some troubling questions. And the thing about his villains is that his villains are not copycats of Marvel and DC villains. They're specific to Invincible. And you gotta think, the nigga got suit. He's basically like a young Superboy. So he has Superman-like strength that he can fly. So his villains be pretty goddamn powerful. Invincible's fire, bro. I like the show Invincible. Invincible was one of the better animated shows based on a comic book universe that didn't feel like it was setting up a whole universe versus just telling the story that it told. And this is the thing. Invincible's in the same universe as Spawn. Invincible's in the same universe as Savage Dragon, as Witchblade, as The Darkness. So a lot of comic books characters y'all actually may know. Invincible's in that same universe. So that's the only thing too. Is like, okay, do we see Spawn in Invincible? Because he's an Image Comics character. Like, this is basically the Superman. Spawn is the Batman of Image Comics. He's the most popular. And Invincible. I'm just saying. Will we see Spawn in season 2? Because the Invincible War is an Image Comics crossover event where a bunch of alternate versions of Mark by Langstrom are led to Earth to conquer it. So basically, the rest of the world has to fight an army of young Supermen. So every superhero that's associated with Image Comics bust out. Spawn, Savage Dragon, Witchblade. You have a whole arsenal of Image Comics characters coming out of the woodworks to fight these guys. So Invincible's fire, bro. Invincible's fucking... This is the spoiler part, by the way, if y'all didn't know. But basically, long story short, if you didn't watch the show, Omni-Man was basically sent to Earth by the Viltrum Empire. Not to be a hero, but to conquer it and get ready for their conquering. The Viltrums are basically Vikings in that they believe in, you know, herding. Only the strong should survive and weeding out the weak. They are savage. They like battle. They are like Saiyans. Like, they never really focus on Saiyans in Dragon Ball Z, but they're always described as battle-hungry, violent, relentless, and bloodthirsty. These are Viltrumites. Viltrumites are not good people. They are basically an invading army of colonists going to conquer worlds in the name of fighting against their own extinction. Wink, wink. So, in other words, y'all gotta watch that shit, man. It get really crazy, actually. Like, the story developments get crazy. The Viltrum interactions between Earth get crazy. Omni-Man comes back to the story. Like, he ain't just fly off and leave. He comes back to the story. He comes back to the story, and he has to see all those people on Earth again. Like, y'all ain't even get to the fucked up shit yet. He gotta come back and answer for everything he did. He ain't get away with nothing. He ain't get away with nothing, man. Y'all gotta watch Invincible. Read the fucking comic books. Please read the comic books. I know y'all not, oh, to read comic books is lame, but y'all watch shows based on comic books and be waiting for a season two. Read the comic books, bro. I promise you, the show's more entertaining to enjoy. You get all the references. You get to enjoy the changes made to the show. Invincible is fucking fire. What makes it fire isn't the fact that it's just adapting the source material, is that it adapted faithfully. It adapted it in a way that honors the source material and still leaves room for all of these dope story developments. The fact they even showed Anissa, Conquest, Lucan, and all these notable Viltrumites later in the story early on showed the level of care they put into the series and the level of belief they had into it. I'm not even gonna lie to you. I want to see season 2 and 3. I feel like this could be the adult version of the Justice League Unlimited for me. I feel like this is one of the better animated shows I've watched. And I haven't had a feeling like this gave me the feeling of like an adult version of the Justice League. And I like that feeling. It was real good. It was real story focused, especially the last episode. It was really character focused. And I always like that in like a show that has a lot of action. Is it still focused on the characters to still build these relationships? And I like the fact that Mark was never treated like a perfect person, or he was treated like a Mary Sue, even though he basically had Superman's powers. And I like the fact that his struggles were the fact that it made sense according to the story. Now, no, he never gets to the point where he could beat a full-grown Viltrumite in combat. So if y'all thinking he's going to end up manhandling one of these niggas in the fight, it never happens. This nigga goes through it through the entire series, and the beatings get worse. At one point, him and Conquest fight the first time. He barely survived the first time. As I told you, he got his arm snapped in half, his legs snapped, basically. And he had a headbutt the nigga to death. The second time they fight, he strangles the nigga, and Conquest disembowels him. So yeah, he killed him, but the nigga ripped his innards out and left him all over a dying planet. It took him 3 weeks to heal. He suffers, bro. That's not even the worst part. It gets dark, my nigga. It gets very dark. And that's just the Viltrumite shit. That's not Dinosaurus. That's not Omnipotence. That's not Langstrom and the other wild shit that goes on in Invincible. Invincible puts him in some fucked up scenarios. And it's dope. It's dope storytelling, bro. Like, it challenges the conventions of the superhero medium, because that's the point. The nigga made Walking Dead, and he made it kind of like his own spin on it. So what would Superman, a race of Superman like beings, be in a universe that are like non-invincible, can fly, can destroy planets with their bare hands? Y'all, oh, we're protectors. Yeah, y'all protectors, but y'all feel y'all some of the strongest in the universe. All y'all had to do was feel like y'all better than niggas, and niggas are getting conquered. And that's exactly what happens. The supremacy of power. And that's the whole point of the show. Like, even like the Viltrum bloodlust, when he gets mad, that's Saiyan shit. They're basically like Saiyans. Only they're not being led by a demon. They're being led by the strongest that are kind. Oh. Find one. Here you go. Yeah, like, the fact my shorty actually enjoyed Invincible, That lets me know that Invincible did something right. Because I put a lot of animated shows in her face. She don't give a fuck about that shit. You know, I'm a nerd. I like all that shit. I love animation. So she actually enjoyed the story of the last episode more so than just the action. And that was one of the better things of it. Because it asked some tough-ass questions. I can't wait till y'all see Anissa and that shit she put Mark through. He gets raped by a woman. And she has this baby. And every complication you could think of. I gotta watch Invincible, man. Read the comic books, man. Read the goddamn comic books, man. Invincible's fucking fire. I saw someone about to do a review of it, but they don't know shit about it. They never read Invincible, so I ain't want to watch that. I'm not entertaining your review. This is the Nerd Rap Podcast. You know anything. I actually was excited to do a review of it because I read through the entire run. And it was like when Bleach first came out. Like, I had read up to 56 chapters of Bleach before it finally came out. So when I saw it on TV, I'm like, oh, shit. So that's the thing I have the most affinity to. So out of all the new shows that came out based on comic books I read, I think Invincible is the one that translates the most because I actually kept up with it over the years. You know what I mean? Only thing I didn't see was right after the final battle between Earth's forces and Thrag and his children. Y'all ain't there yet, so y'all know what the fuck I'm talking about. When y'all see... Oh my god, y'all even see Battle Beast hit. When Thrag and Battle Beast fight, bro. Oh, they gonna animate that shit, bro. That shit is the bloodiest fight in the series, bro. Cause Thrag's the strongest Viltrumite. Battle Beast, y'all only seen him beat a Mark. He's one of the strongest characters in the universe. Like, most Viltrumites, he could rip to pieces. Mark ain't special. He could beat most of them like that. Thrag is like the Broly of Invincible. Y'all gonna know him when y'all see him. Thrag is the Broly of the Invincible universe. Most niggas y'all see as like the strongest of the strong, he will rip in half with his bare hands. And because this is Invincible, I literally mean he will grab them by their arms and rip them in half. That's how strong that, like, niggas are like tissue to him. Oh my god, for y'all. He callous. Y'all thought Omni-Man in that train was wild. Well, Invincible's fire, man. Definitely. It needs a season two. And in season two, they kind of teased a lot about the things that after a while you grow to not trust Cecil due to how he maneuvers. Although a lot of things that were revealed actually were way later, like the Reanimen thing was actually something that came about way later. It didn't come like right afterward. It came a bit later, like as a contingency towards his father. And as well as like the growing distrust between Mark and Cecil. And y'all gonna see, Robot is a character you have to watch out for. He doesn't really start coming into his own. I mean, he's a dope character, but like, believe me, pay attention to Robot and read the books. I'm not spoiling shit about Robot. Robot is one of the darkest characters in the show. Not power level wise, but in terms of like what he does. Pay attention to Robot. For niggas who read the Invincible run, you know why Robot is a motherfucker. He's just a motherfucker. Like, it's just he's a motherfucker. Pay attention to Robot. Pay attention to Rexplode, because he goes from an asshole to an honorable nigga. Salute the Rexplode. He goes out like a real nigga. He switches it around. He ain't a dickhead for the rest of the run. He actually becomes a solid nigga. But that, man, y'all gotta watch Invincible. Invincible's fire. Invincible legitimately a good show, like outside of being animated, of being based on a comic book I read. It's a legitimately good series, and it legitimately took its time to build the universe it had, take time with its characters, establish its characters. The fight scenes were fire. The fight scenes were dope, and it didn't use a lot of CGI. The animation did get a little wonky at some points, like the designs weren't consistent sometimes. I think there's a lot of things we excuse now, like we like, oh, it's fluid. Yeah, it's fluid, but it's off model sometimes. Like sometimes the faces get a little extra exaggerated, and sometimes they'll be hyper detailed or realistic. I don't like that. It's jarring sometimes, but at the same time, I do like the fact that the animation was always fluid. And, like, for the most part, there was clear care put into how to translate the powers of these characters. So, I would say that the voice acting was one of the better things I liked about Invincible as a whole. Because it felt real natural. Like, the way they talk was just natural. Especially J.K. Simmons' Omni-Man. I feel like that was one of the better casting choices. Especially the last episode. Because that argument between Mark and his father would not have hit if they didn't act that a certain way. Because in the books, that's like a turning point. Like, that's the turning point when a book changed from a typical comic book story to a, oh, shit moment. That's the moment it changes. So I like the fact that the tone was kind of kept and almost amped up to a degree due to how they filmed the destruction of Chicago. And, man, I'm a fan, yo. I definitely want to see season two. I think season two should be fast-tracked. I think season two and a season three. And I like the fact that if we're going to introduce more adult things, then maybe we can see Miracle Man adapted. And if you think this shit is dark, you got to see Miracle Man. And there's another show, not the antagonist, this is from Godhood Comics, where like it's focusing on a group of black villains who really may not be villains going against the system. I actually like that spin, but, you know, we'll see. I want to read it first before I give an honest opinion. But salute the black creators. But I generally do like the fact that stuff like this is getting its love and getting its appreciation, especially from like just the average viewer, like who take the time to really enjoy this medium, bro. Like, it's for everybody. Like, yeah, it's a cartoon, but sometimes that affords you a budget to do things that live action couldn't afford you. So you can kind of go balls to the wall. You can tell the story you really want to tell to its full capacity. So I feel this should be a lane a lot of us look to jump on. That's why I be so adamant with you niggas about reading comic books. It's like, bro, comic books is one of the best ways to illustrate a story with like an unlimited budget. It's almost like you have no budget. All you need is a nigga to draw well, or in this case, all you need is a good animation team. You can make a $1 billion blockbuster movie and not spend the same money if you have a good team. You feel what I'm saying? Y'all put the hard work in. And that's why I like shit like this, because I wouldn't have wanted to see this live action. I wouldn't have wanted to see a nigga cast as Omni-Man and fly around and wear some weird-ass costume, and y'all gotta trim the fat and do... I like the fact that we got, for the most part, raw translation of the source material. It's good enough on its own. You know, Invincible definitely good enough on its own. So I like the fact that the faithfulness was there, because if it wasn't faithful, it'd have fucked up a lot of shit for the series. Like the whole, everything they mapped out with how Immortal Man came back, it was changed slightly, but it wasn't changed to where chronologically events didn't happen how they were supposed to. And anything that was changed minutely was a minute thing to change in the beginning. The chronological event of how people met each other still goes. Battle Beast still met them when Machine Head called him. His design was a little different, because I think they kept his design from later in the series when originally he wore a helmet. So slight shit like that. But other than that, and then there were two other members of the team at the time. I think they didn't introduce Bulletproof, and they didn't introduce Bulletproof yet. Bulletproof is basically like this black guy who can like control kinetic energy. So at times, because if he absorbs enough kinetic energy, he could actually rival Invincible in power. And he actually takes the place of Invincible for a time when Invincible is stranded in other dimensions. So if they do that for season two, that might be fire. So he's basically kind of like the partner to Invincible in most cases. Like he's not the strongest of the team, but like between Monster Girl and like a Bulletproof, they definitely could rumble with somebody for a hot second. And I want to see how they go. I want to see Bulletproof introduced to the show. I think that'd be dope. But other than that, man, I think Invincible is a great series overall. As a fan of the comic run, I loved it. You know what I mean? I love to see something accurately told. It's like, I used to keep up with Invincible. I remember I was reading Stormwatch. I remember I used to like the Thor run with the God Killer. And it was the James Aaron run with Thor. I love Immortal Hulk right now. So, I mean... I'm just a fan, yo. Like, I like Justice League, Earth 2 with Darkseid conquered Earth, with I feel a lot of it inspired the Snyder Cut of Justice League, but we don't want to talk about that. But that was one of the better comic book runs, and that's one of the best depictions of Darkseid, but we're not going to talk about that. But I do feel that this, just in general, just seeing it, and most importantly, people fucking with it. Like, it was a time where, like, you used to be fans of something. It's like you'd be the only one. So the people to see what you loved, and it's like, yo, that's fire. And it's like, okay, I ain't crazy. Like, this ain't just me. This is just good shit. I thought I was crazy. I like good shit. Now I'm a fan of good shit, yo. So, man, definitely, man, if you got an Amazon subscription, man, check that out, man. Check out Invincible. Invincible is one of the better shows, I would say. In terms of animated, you know, a lot of live action shows. I might do one on Winter Soldier and the Falcon. I might do an episode on that. I do think that whatchamacallit. Matter of fact, I can. I can end this Nerd Rap podcast one and I could do another review because I got two. I got some things to say about that one. And I'm going to get that his own episode. But this is the episode for the Anchor audience on... fuck was I just talking about? Oh, yeah. On Invincible. Fantastic fucking series. Please watch it. And most importantly, especially to my community, brothers, sisters, read comic books, yo. Like, legitimately. Like, read comic books, my nigga. Like, it's a lot of us out here making comic books, yo. Like, a lot of us is making shit that y'all... Like, we're making shit that we know our community will fuck with. Because we know what y'all like. Y'all like Invincible. There's a bunch of niggas making books. Know what I mean? You got a lot of us out here. You got Black God Comics. You got the... Now, North Caesar is a company that puts a lot of work out. A lot of artists I actually do follow. I mean, there's a lot of studios out here. You got Studio Mappa to drop Yasuke. Okay, I got a review on that. Let me end this episode, but I'm going to do one on Winter Soldier.